A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 as we explore the SME sector here. After all, it powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. Now, CrowdFarmX is the world's first cooperative farming platform using blockchain. They connect farmers directly to the global market and equip them with technology know-how to deliver high quantity and quality yields. Now, how did two tech geeks who've never gotten their hands dirty decide to set this up and why? Co-founder and head of technology Daniel Wong joins us for a chat. Daniel, thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so first tell us that. You just said you never have farmed before. Well, not before this anyway.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to go into this?
We were actually, when we first got started, we already have this vision to set up the urban farms in Singapore. Yeah, so the vision is to set up the first urban farm in Singapore. And that was like 10 years ago. Yeah. So over the 10 years, we have gained a lot of experience. And our vision started to evolve and change. And we realized that 80% of our world food is provided by smallholder farms. That's 80%. That's a lot. And there are about 570 million of them worldwide. So we dig a little bit deeper, and we found out that these smallholder farms, they are actually in a perpetual, like a poverty cycle. Yeah, a lot of them don't make ends meet. And
it's tough for a farmer, we understand.
It's really tough.
You're at the mercy of weather.
Yeah, the odds are stacked against them, you know. They don't have access to the market. The long supply chain eats up their profit. Also, of course, the weather and agriculture is a very deep know-how sector. It involves a lot of science and experience. Yeah, so smallholder farms, they also lack access to technology and financing for, you know, very obvious reasons, like the banks don't have visibility on them. They don't have collateral. And so it's really difficult for them.
Mm.
Yeah.
If we head back, though, to the 10 years ago when you decided to start,
yeah,
embark on this, why, though? Because we're not a big agricultural country.
So
obviously you're not targeting CrowdFarmX for Singapore just.
When we first started, the idea was just for Singapore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So CrowdFarmX came along because the vision evolved. And we realized that we need to help these smallholder farmers if we were to help ourselves. Nowadays, we have like the focus on increasing food security and food safety. But Singapore has got a limitation of land. And so we decided to go parallel in exploring alternative use of land, different farming techniques, and also looking at smallholder farmers and how we can help them to increase their yield and quality, and then supply back to us.
As you expand your vision to other areas which will have a lot more land than Singapore does in terms of for farming and all that,
yeah,
how has the vision for CrowdFarmX changed as well, if at all? Or how are you doing this? So urban farming in Singapore would obviously look markedly different than somewhere that has a lot of land.
Yeah, exactly. So the model is that we would have what we call a food cradle. Okay.
Yeah, you have to help us explain that.
Yeah.
Because we just have visions of a baby in a cradle, right?
Yeah. Food cradle is actually a physical shared service center where we house all the technologies, all the know-how. This is a center where agronomists come together, technologies come together, and farmers come together. And so...
So it may not necessarily look like a farm.
No.
It may look like a greenhouse of sorts.
You can,
samples growing, perhaps.
Yeah, you can imagine
seedlings.
It as like a center of excellence.
Okay.
Yeah, where the best practices, the standard operating procedures, all the applicable technologies that applies in the farm would be housed there.
Mm.
And so we have training centers. We have technologies, species protocols and all that in there. Yeah, we onboard farmers and help them to implement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So talk to us about how CrowdFarmX would work. So technology, the great enabler, the great uniter these days, isn't it?
Yeah. We're helping the farmers to implement technologies that's right for them. Like the kind of technologies that would go into smallholder farms would be very different to the kind that would go into a commercial large-scale farm, for example, okay. Right? Depending on where the farmers is at, we want to help them to become profitable very, very quickly and quickly upgrade them, depending on how fast they can do it, over the years to become even more successful over time. Technologies like IoT, technologies like farming procedures, farming protocols, better controls, all that goes into it.
Those kinds of technology, do they require capital outlay, though? Because earlier we also talked about how smallhold farmers don't have a lot of financial muscle, don't have a lot of, you know, extra cash to be buying new equipment, for example, putting up new control systems and things.
Yeah, so we have to look at where they're at and what kind of technologies would help them move to the next stage. So,
how accessible will this tech be to them, though?
For them, obviously, the barrier entry needs to be low enough. The other thing also is because of the way we do it, right? CrowdFarmX is all about providing safe food for the world. We make it a point to not use any pesticide. So that is one of the things that we strive for. And then the other thing is also the implementation of IoT and blockchain. That provides the visibility from end to end, from the farmers all the way to logistics and to the market.
This long supply chain that you talked about earlier. Yeah.
That visibility will give the financing institutions the kind of visibility and lower their risk. They will be more willing to provide that assistance to the smallholder farmers.
Right.
And at the same time, because we don't just like go in there and put in a few technologies and let the farmers work by themselves, we actually work with them hand in hand. The financial institutions feel safer to provide them that financial assistance.
Right. Is it just plant-based farming? Are we also talking about cattle raising, perhaps, chicken coops, etc.?
Yeah, we're starting with fresh produce, but it is in our vision to go into the other kinds.
Right.
Yeah.
So 60 million farmers, though, by 2050, that is a lofty goal. How do you propose to do that?
Yeah, actually, in the world, there are 570 million of them. So
seems a small number.
It's a small number. It's like
but 60 million comparatively or relatively is still a big number. And you're based here in Singapore. How are you going to reach out to them?
Yeah, we work in a hub and spoke model.
So a bit like a wheel?
Yeah, correct. So the cradle, which is the shared services and the center of excellence,
will be the center of your universe, okay?
Yeah, so we have regional food cradles. So for example, Thailand will have a few there. Indonesia, let's say, will have a few. And so that cradle will help onboard and train the local farmers. So it's not just Singapore that we're talking about for
right.
cradle, right?
And because also, I mean, suspect it'd be hard for you to find 60 million farmers in Singapore.
Yeah, exactly. And also, this is of course a long-term vision.
Yeah.
We want CrowdFarmX to surpass us, to go beyond us, and so when we're not around, it'll still be running. In Singapore, we plan 40 years ahead for the country, for our nation. 2050 is just about right. Today, with digital platforms and technologies, we can reach a lot more people than we can before.
But you're also assuming, though, some of these places have internet penetration, mobile penetration, which they may not.
They may not, but you'd be surprised.
How many do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like in the villages, they don't have TV, but they have mobile phones. They don't have running electricity like the main power, but they have solar panels to charge their phones. So, yeah.
Talk to us about what CrowdFarmX gets out of it. You don't want to be charging a small-time farmer more money, do you, Daniel?
Yeah, so the model is that we are helping them to gain access to the market with higher quality produce and higher yields. It works on a profit-sharing model. So
they do well, you do well as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a win-win-win situation because we co-share the profit. And so the farmers get access to a better market, higher profit for them, a shorter supply chain, and then we market higher quality produce, and the market gets safer food.
So now, sometime in, have you and David planted anything, grown anything, your co-founder?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before we...
You've got to test it out, right?
Before we can even speak the same lingo, we have to know what the farmers are experiencing, what kind of challenges they have. We need to talk like farming protocols.
Yeah.
You know, we need to know like, okay, what EC means, like...
The vocabulary, of
course.
Yeah,
like what kind of nutrients like it needs, a certain plant needs, and... When the plants exhibit a certain kind of symptom.
What that would mean.
What it means and how to solve them. Yeah.
What did you grow last? Did you eat it?
Of course, yeah. We right now we are growing Nai Bai, Xiao Bai Chai, Hong Kong Chai Sing, and Tang O.
Oh, the popular vegetables here in Singapore, right?
The popular vegetables. And there's no pesticide on them. So we just go to the farm and pluck and eat it.
That's an attractive proposition, but a hard sell, because I think farmers just want to safeguard their crops, and hence pesticides are used.
I think organic doesn't mean non-pesticide, so they still use pesticide, but it's an organic form. I think, based on our experience, it's not easy not to use pesticide, but it can be done. Like, we are already doing it.
At an affordable rate.
Yeah.
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 Without the fear of loss of crops, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. The use of pesticide is an easier way to control, I would say. And it's a more economical way to control pests.
So what are your hopes for 2019, you reckon? Any tangible goals you want to meet this year?
In 2018, we have done all the preparation work. In 2019, we are going regional. So as we speak, we are onboarding farmers in Thailand. You'll be seeing their safe produce in our market very soon. Yeah, so that's our goal.
Check them out at crowdfarmx.io. That's crowdfarmx.io. Daniel Wong is co-founder there and head of technology as well. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.